Well, look, the government certainly understands the significance for border communities, and one of the, like in the very early days, if you kind of take our economic interests are a given that we try to protect that in the context of any negotiations, but one of the things which we said early on was the priority was the common travel area and all the rights and entitlements that flow from that east-west between the, this country and the United Kingdom. The Good Friday agreement, the peace process, the no hard border infrastructure, which is a logical continuation of protecting the peace process. And we negotiated, you know, long and hard with the UK government, we negotiating through the Barnier Task Force. And we reached a situation whereby we were satisfied that we had achieved all of the objectives that we set out to achieve with the United Kingdom government. Now, unfortunately, the machinations in Westminster means that the UK government hasn't been able to get that withdrawal treaty approved yet. But we, you know, are very satisfied with the outcome of those negotiations. And we believe that in terms of Brexit, it's not an Irish government policy, it's a UK policy. And, you know, the next move in the context of those negotiations is for the British government.